Wushkitan of the Occoquan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home and who have never relinquished their property rights and their hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterway. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes, and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. You're tuned into Juneau Afternoon, and I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My first guest today is Ashley Snooks, Program Manager, Spruce Root, Inc. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, Shelley. How's it going?
It's good. Thanks. I'm glad to have you with me today. How are you?
Doing great. I can't believe this amazing turn of weather that we've had. It feels like we've gone from winter to summer in a weekend.
Yes, I feel the same way. Well, hopefully you're getting out in the sun and not getting sunburned or anything like that. So Ashley, what is Spruce Root and what do you do there?
Yeah, so Spruce Root is a nonprofit with offices in Sitka and in Juneau. We serve all of Southeast Alaska. And Spruce Root focuses on business coaching, technical assistance, path to prosperity, and works towards strengthening our regional economy. And one of the ways that we do that is by working with entrepreneurs. And so a lot of the work that I do as a program manager at Spruce Root is assisting small businesses and entrepreneurs to grow, either as startups or as expanding businesses. We help entrepreneurs through one-on-one coaching, through workshops, and through our program that we're going to talk a little bit today about, which is Path to Prosperity.
Yeah, and what were some of your plans when this year began, and how have they changed in the current situation?
You know, that's a great question. We had quite a few activities that were planned to be in person between, March and the present. And a lot of the in-person things, they've either been able to shift to be online, or some of them, have been put off to happen at later dates throughout the year. A lot of it's been able to be done online, and I've just continually been impressed with people's ability to adapt to the new ways of working and this new economy, and we continue to shift things.
Now, did you have a lot of people working in your office, and are they now working from home, or how did you pivot to adapt?
Yeah, I think we were really lucky. Part of our team already was working remotely, and so we were accustomed to at least some of us working in a remote environment. And so it was a shift, but it wasn't maybe quite as big of a shift as it is for some organizations to have all of our team be working remotely. So all of us, we are working from home right now. You may at some point hear a toddler in the background, and that's kind of a new normal that most of us are working with today.
As you touched on, Spruce Root Incorporated offers the Path to Prosperity Sustainable Business Development Competition each year, and this is your 8th cycle, and it is open for application, so full steam ahead there. You want to talk to us a little bit about the competition?
Yeah, so Path to Prosperity is a sustainable business development competition. What that means is that Path to Prosperity specifically looks for and works with businesses that are thinking about sustainability in some way. And sustainability is one of those words that can mean a lot of different things in different circumstances. When we think about sustainability, we think about it in what we like to call a triple bottom line methodology. So we work with businesses that are interested in making a profit and are thoughtful of the people that are in their communities where these businesses function and are thinking about the place. So to give you an example, one of the past winners of our program was Mud Bay Lumber Company, and they single select trees from the state forest in Haines, and they are able to sell those trees at or below the cost of many of their local competitors. So they're focused on making a profit, but they have a free wood pile in the summer, in the winter, that they give out to locals that are in need of wood to keep their homes warm. And then when you're looking at their natural resource use, they also have a goal of zero waste for every log that they harvest. So what we found through this program is that there's, for as many different types of businesses that exist in this diverse and beautiful region that we live in, there are many different ways that these businesses can and are being thoughtful of the people, the place, and the profit that they create.
That's great information and a great example. How popular is this competition? Do you get a lot of applications every cycle?
We often do. So last cycle, we had 45 applicants to our program. And this is the eighth year. Over the past seven cycles, we've had 271 applications from 23 communities throughout Southeast Alaska.
Wow. So what's new or different or changed about this year's competition?
That's a great question. There's a few things. I mean, I think the first thing to say is that we're going full steam ahead, but also being really thoughtful and mindful of the impact of COVID-19 on our businesses and our communities. One of the reasons why, as program manager, I've wanted to see this program continue forward is that now more than ever, I think there's a need for our small businesses and for our entrepreneurs to have support. And this program gives them that. It gives them a time with business coaches. It gives them an opportunity to connect with over 20 mentors and experts in this region. And it also has two $25,000 awards for the winners of this competition. And so we know that we may have to modify things as we go. We might not have the luxury of having everyone meet in person in September, but our hope is to continue on as close to normal as we can and to continue providing excellent resources and service to the wonderful small businesses throughout our region. One of the key ways that this program will be changing this year is in our awards. So if you're familiar with the awards through the Path to Prosperity program, in the past, they've always focused on providing $25,000 worth of technical assistance and consulting. What that often looks like is a variety of consulting projects, education, these types of activities that help businesses grow in the long run. So if you're building a greenhouse, you could use this award to have a firm design the plans that are for your greenhouse. Or you might use this award for a marketing project to do up your website, get you a new logo, and get you ready to rock and roll online, which is critical in the new economy that COVID has shifted us to. But we're also expanding the use of the awards this year to allow for large asset purchases or for equipment. So we did a study with the McDowell Group earlier this year, and we've been listening to our past winners and participants, and we recognized that every business is unique, and many of the needs that they have extend into this space of needing to purchase some assets as well as technical assistance and consulting. So we're really excited to be able to open up the use of the award a bit this year towards that. Another way that we're changing the program this year is that in the past, we've had different years where this program focuses on specific groups or specific types of businesses. And this year, we're focusing especially on minority businesses, on minority-led businesses. And that's defined according to ethnicity. And so we're looking for minority-led entrepreneurs and businesses to be part of our program this year. We know that Southeast Alaska is a diverse place and that our diverse business owners also are a strength in so many of our communities, and we're looking forward to supporting them.
Yeah, I was hoping you could say more about that. What more about focusing on minority-owned businesses is important for this round? And if you have any in mind some minority-owned businesses that are setting good examples for other people?
That's a really great question. You know, in terms of the latter half of that question, minority-owned businesses that come to mind that are setting a great example for people, the first one that comes quickly to mind is the Trickster Company. I don't know, you know, if you live here in Juneau and if you haven't been there yet, I definitely encourage you to step by. They're creating beautiful products, and they do an amazing job. And so that's the first one that comes to mind. We work with another company in Petersburg with William Ware and his family, and they opened just a couple of years ago, the Cedar Box. They work with artists throughout Southeast Alaska, and they sell traditional scarves and just a variety of things, hand-carved totem poles, The things they have in their shop are beautiful, and the relationships that they foster with many of the artists throughout our region are really impressive and a wonderful opportunity to connect visitors and locals with traditional art. And so those are a couple of examples of some of the minority-led businesses that I've seen in our region that are thriving and are wonderful examples.
Yeah, and I was wondering, so it wasn't that long ago that you were here in our studio and you had the 2019 competition winners. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about them, if people didn't catch that interview or they don't remember, and how they were good examples for finalists for this to be awarded funding. And also, just wondering if you know how they're doing right now.
Yeah, great questions. So our two winners from the 2019 competition, the two recipients of our $25,000 awards, were Found Roots in Haines and Village Coffee Company in Yakutat. So Justine with Village Coffee Company in Yakutat, she's open, she's operating, she continues to serve the individuals in Yakutat on a daily basis. If you check her out on Facebook, you'll constantly get a feed full of goodies showing up on your Facebook page. So, you know, from salmonberry muffins to other locally sourced ingredients, she's doing a lot to serve unique products that are mindful of the place that she lives in and the heritage there to her local customers. And Found Root and Haines, if there was ever a time where people were demanding seeds that could grow in our climate and could thrive here, it's now, because more people than ever are concerned with food security and are hoping to be able to tackle that by having their own gardens or by participating in community gardens. And so Leah with Found Root and Haines, it's been a challenge at times with limited ferry service, particularly when there was so much snow coming through Haines this late winter. But they've been able to, they keep trucking on and they keep sending out a lot of seed packet orders. And if you're looking at a space outside right now that you think could use some tomatoes or onions or kale, I'd strongly encourage you to get on to Found Root Seeds and order some for yourself.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that both of those businesses are open and doing well. That's really good news. Thank you for the update on that. I guess out of adversity comes opportunity sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of businesses that are pivoting, that are thinking about new ways to do things they never would have done before because of the challenges of COVID-19. And we hope that Paths to Prosperity will have some content and resources to help businesses carve out some time and a place to continue thinking through those challenges and to creating a path towards success. And along with that, we have the Path to Prosperity competition, but we also have our masterclass. And so for businesses that have been operating for 2 years or longer that are located anywhere in the state of Alaska that are looking for an opportunity to hit the pause button for a weekend and to get together with other entrepreneurs that are committed to building sustainable businesses in Alaska, I strongly encourage them to check out our masterclass. It'll be happening the same weekend as Path to Prosperity. It will be connecting the participants with many mentors and experts as well. And like I said, it gives them that opportunity to plan and think about how they're going to bring their business up to the next level.
Masterclass is kind of a buzzword right now. Can you say a little bit more about the masterclass model and how you guys are applying it?
Yeah, so our masterclass, we piloted it last year, and we started the program because we continually heard from our past finalists and participants of the Path to Prosperity program that the greatest part of the program was being at boot camp. It was spending a weekend with other entrepreneurs, with mentors and experts just focused on growing their business. So we wanted to create a similar feeling for businesses that are open and operational and that wanted to take that time to pause and to plan and to grow. And so that's the purpose of the masterclass. It happens over 3 days in September here in Juneau. And the masterclass typically costs $450 to attend, which for a 3-day, all-day event, including food, we feel like it's a pretty great opportunity. We'll also have scholarships available for minority-led businesses and entrepreneurs to attend that event this year. So if businesses are interested, we'll have more information on our website, spruceroot.org, and they can also reach out to me directly at ashley@spruceroot.org.
your website. That's where anyone who's interested in finding out more about the business development competition can go to apply, and the deadline is May 31st. Do you want to share a little bit about the application process?
Yeah, so the application process, it's not too complex. You don't have to have a full business plan. It's 6 questions. And those questions focus on what's your product or service, you know, how are you benefiting the community, and what's your natural resource use look like? How are you thinking about sustainability? So those are kind of the 3 buckets that those 6 questions fall into. We offer every entrepreneur the opportunity to put together a draft application and to send it to me directly, and I will review their applications and give them some feedback of what I think the judges might be looking for in those applications. After May 31st, we have a panel of 3 judges that will look through all the applications, and they'll give every single one some feedback about what's making sense or things that they might not have thought about so that they can use that as an opportunity to learn and to grow. And from there, they'll select our 12 finalists, which will be announced on July 1st.
Well, that's all such great information, Ashley. Thanks so much. Best of luck with the competition from your organization's end, as well as to the applicants and for the masterclass and the upcoming boot camp, all your upcoming events. You know, I hope that those go the way you want them to. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience today?
No, I think that covers it. Thank you so much for the time, Shelley, and good luck. I know that's probably been a big transition for radio as well these days.
Yeah, it has been. Well, thank you. And I found that your website's a great spot to get all the information, go back and look at anything that we talked about today. So Ashley Snooks, thanks again for joining me today.
Thanks, Shelley. Have a good one.
You as well.